Welcome to worship. We're going to start off with White Flag, so I invite you to sing with us.
Exciting day today, Youth Sunday. Welcome and thank you for coming out. I just had a couple quick announcements. If you'd want to draw your attention to the blue sheet in your worship programs, on the one side you'll see we're seeking our graduates, college, high school, graduate school. If you know of any, please jot their name down for them, or if you have one, we'd like to be able to recognize them in June. And on the back side of that, I wanted to draw your attention to, on May 21st, we're going to be celebrating Jody Dodson and her service in children's ministry, all that she's done there. And that's going to be actually during the 11 o'clock worship service in the Family Life Center. I hope you'll be able to join us and just lift her up during that time. One other announcement is that on Election Day coming up, is that May 16th, that we're again having a soup and bake sale, and there's signups outside the Family Life Center. You'll see the table that if you'd like to help work during the election, or if you can bring a baked good or soup, that would be terrific. So this morning, we're celebrating the youth and all God is doing in their lives. We thank the praise team. They're here for all three services today, and they do such a wonderful job. And you know, this year in youth, we've been focusing on this young and free theme, drawing on 1 Timothy 4:12. 1 Timothy 4:12, let no one put you down because you're young. Teach with your life, by word, by attitude, by love, by faith, by integrity. And also John 8:32 is, then you will know my truth, and the truth will set you free. So our prayer is that we are raising up young men and women that know the truth and the freedom through Christ, and that in that freedom they will choose to make a difference in the world with their lives. And now, if we can stand again and go to our God in worship.
Freedom song, you're my freedom song.
Will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, please help us to remember that you are our freedom, you are our hope, and you are our Redeemer. Let us walk with you in all that we do and say. We thank you for the opportunity to worship you together here today, and we thank you for a place that we can gather and love you and show our praise to you. Please focus our hearts and minds as we continue to praise your name together with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. In your holy name we pray, amen.
Great unknown, where feet may fail, and there I find you in the mystery, an ocean deep. My faith will stand, and I will call upon your above the waves, when oceans rise, my soul rests in your embrace. For I am yours, and you are mine. Borders, and we walk upon the waters.
Followers of Christ often make prayer and praying out loud much harder than it is.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to you. We have lots of things planned for tonight. Before we start, how about we pray? Would anybody like to lead us in prayer? So, does anybody want to lead us in prayer? Prayer is just a conversation with God. Does anybody want to invite God into our evening?
1 eternity later.
Okay, how about we try something different? Let's do highs and lows. Let's go around the group and share something good, a high, about the last week or the coming week, or a low, about the last week or the coming week. Madison, how about you start?
My high this week was I finally asked Billy out on a date, but my low this week was that he turned me down.
My high this week was I passed a test, but my low this week was I don't remember what it was on.
My high this week is that I came. My low, I forgot why and where I am.
My high this week is I got a new computer, but my low is I dropped it in the store.
My high this week is that I'm launching a bottle rocket. My low is that I'm worried that it might fail. But do you realize what you just shared, your highs and lows, is very much like a prayer? How is your high like a prayer?
Your high is like a praise.
So, how could you turn your highs into a prayer?
By thanking God for our highs.
And how can you turn your lows in like a prayer?
By asking God for help with your lows.
Good. Now does anybody want to close us in prayer using what they learned?
I will.
12 seconds later.
Dear God, thank you so much for this fun skit, and thank you even more that is now over.
Amen.
Prayer is a conversation with God. God does not compare conversations. He loves his conversations with you and with people who may have nicer words. He uses your out loud prayer to show others the way to a better relationship with him. Be bold. Pray out loud. Watch God work through whatever you pray.
Hi everyone, I'm Madison Coburn, and during the confirmation retreat, we learned about prayer and an easy way to go through your prayer time. I found it very helpful and wanted to share with you the ACTS way to pray. ACTS is an easy way to remember key elements of prayer. It's simply prayer in four parts. A is for adoration. Psalm 68:35 says, "Praise be to God." Tell God how much you appreciate him. Express your love for him. Praise his power and majesty. This is a great way to begin your prayer time. You might watch the sunrise and praise God for the beauty of his creation. You should never run out of praise. C is for confession. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Tell God where you have fallen short. Be specific. Thank God for the forgiveness you have in Christ and ask for help and strength to turn away from future temptations. T is for thanksgiving. Always glorify him with thanksgiving, Psalm 69:30. We have plenty of reasons to be thankful. Thank God for his love, his faithfulness, his patience, and a million other things. Express gratitude for what he's doing in your life. Thank God for dying on the cross for you. Thank the Holy Spirit for dwelling in you and never leaving. Thank him for being your conscience, your counselor, and that still small voice. S is for supplication. Philippians 4:6, make your requests known to God. Tell God what you want, no matter how big or small it seems to you. Do you really think that any of your requests are too big for the God of creation? always remember to pray for others, for leaders in the church, leaders of the country, friends, and family. Currently, there are blue cards in the pew. You are welcome to write down requests and praises to bring your prayer card to the altar. The prayer team will cover them in prayer during the week. There are four prayer shawls on the kneelers. One is for Bethany, a teacher whose husband is ill, Chris, who has significant health issues, Terry, upon the loss of her mother-in-law, and Tressa, whose father is ill. You are welcome to come to the kneelers and pray over them. Let's go to God in prayer.
The precious blood of
With me. Dear God, we thank you for this day and for everyone here on this Youth Sunday. We thank you for hearing our prayers and all the ways you work in our lives. We pray for all the people receiving prayer blankets that they will feel surrounded by your love and encouraged to know we are covering them in prayer. Please bless this service and all who are a part of it. May it be pleasing to you. Amen.
Excuse me, what's that you've got there?
Some wild birds.
Really? Where'd you get them?
That field over there.
What are you gonna do with those wild birds?
I'm gonna play games with them.
Games? What kind of games?
I'm gonna poke them with a stick, scare them, and make them fight each other. That's what I'll do.
What are you gonna do with them after you play games with them?
I'm gonna feed them to my cat. I have a cat that loves some wild birds.
I'm really fond of wild birds. I'd like to take those off your hands.
Why would you want these birds? They're no good for nothing. They'll just fly away.
I'll pay for them.
$5.
Okay.
$10.
Fine, $10.
$20. That's my final offer. They're exotic birds.
You got them in a field.
An exotic field.
$20. Here you go.
Here you go. Pleasure doing business with you.
There you go. You're free now. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong.
I see you looking at the cage.
Yeah.
You know I've got mankind in here.
Mankind? Where'd you find them?
In the garden. The funny thing is, I didn't put them in there. They put themselves in here.
So what are you saying? That they're in their cage?
I'm gonna play games with them.
Games?
Games they think are gonna bring them so much joy, but will actually leave them so empty. I'm gonna make right seem wrong and wrong seem right.
Then what?
Then they'll be damned for all of eternity.
My father and I are really fond of mankind.
So what are you saying?
I'm going to purchase their freedom.
You want these humans? You know they're no good. They've turned their back on you and they'll do it again. You're serious?
Very serious.
You know it'll cost you everything. It will cost you your tears.
Yes.
Your blood.
Yes.
Your life. Are you willing to give up your life?
It's worth it. There you go. You're free.
John 8:31. To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you really are my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." And will the ushers please come forward to receive God's tithes and offerings? Thank you.
the weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all.
A couple youth testimonies, and if Tia and Caden can come up first.
Hi, my name is Caden Pfeiffer.
And my name is Tia Pfeiffer. In February last year, our mom was diagnosed with cancer.
When mom told us, I was very surprised and upset. I felt like I could cry, but I held it in because I didn't want to upset mom. I was concerned because I didn't want her to die from it.
I felt sad because I did not know what was going to happen to her. I talked to dad about how sad I was.
When my mom was in hospital twice, she wasn't home to help us and care for us. We had to do a lot more work around the house to help Dad. When Mom was home and weak from her treatments, we still helped a lot. I took more responsibility for things like getting my own breakfast, making my lunches, vacuuming, and doing more chores. I helped carry things when Mom couldn't.
It was hard not having Mom around when she was in hospital for 6 weeks last fall. We didn't know when she was going to come home. It put a lot of stress on my dad because he had to work, take us places, take care of us at home, and visit Mom. My grandma helped us a lot. I helped by dusting, folding laundry, unstacking the dishwasher, walking the dog, and making breakfast and lunch.
When Mom was home recovering or going through her treatments, we had to work really hard to get along with each other so we didn't stress her out. She got angry very easily.
I prayed for her every night when she was in hospital in the fall. I prayed that every day Mom would get better and that she would stop throwing up and as much and be able to eat.
Last year, the church, our neighbors, and friends helped us a lot. People brought up lots of food to our house. Our fridge and freezer were full. Many of the meals fed us 2 or 3 times. People gave us money to pay bills, gift cards for groceries and for Christmas, and the church fixed our van.
The youth group prayed with us and for our mom and our family. The church gave Caden and I each a prayer blanket. The youth at What's Up Wednesday prayed over it for me, Caden, my mom, and my dad. When I wrapped myself in it, I felt like the whole church family was there to help me through this.
My prayer blanket was warm, and it made me feel better when I felt sad.
I grew closer to God because he answered my prayers. I saw Mom get better and stronger every day when she came home from hospital and started to eat more.
I saw God at work when he helped my mom not be in so much pain. And when a friend came with a very special gift for our family at Christmas, I loved seeing my mom so happy. She was crying. She was so happy.
God answered so many of my prayers, and I am happy to tell you our mom is now cancer-free. Thank you for all your prayers and support.
Praise God.
Hi, my name is Elise. I'm a junior at Cumberland Valley. And recently we went on the Pittsburgh Project, which is one of the youth's missions opportunities every spring. And I think no matter who you ask, we'll all say it's one of our favorites. This year, the entire group got to work together on a pair of houses side by side. The most gratifying experiences on one of these trips is not just seeing how we can help these homeowners, but more how much they help us. We may be able to do some things physically that they need help with, but each year I learn more and more how much iron actually sharpens iron. These homeowners are our brothers and sisters in Christ, and I come back each year from Pittsburgh with a renewed spirit, able to see how little we actually need if we walk with Christ. Seeing how little the homeowners have, but then seeing the strength they have in their faith and the generosity they have is extraordinary. This year we served 2 homeowners. My group had the privilege of serving a man named Mr. Prunty, and the other half of our youth served his neighbor. Though Mr. Prunty could not get around much, he still always wanted to talk to you. His kind-heartedness was always evident as he offered up his home, time, and conversation to us. We also found $20 in front of his home, and when we gave it to him, his face lit up and his expression of thanks was just one more way I was able to see the appreciation that the homeowners have for such little things we can do. The owner of the other home we had the opportunity to serve went out of her way to leave us donuts and drinks for while we worked. Even though she was not there the first day while we were working, she made the time to think of us and leave something for us. Out of all of my years going to Pittsburgh, never has the homeowner done something like this for us. The kindness and appreciation we get to see on this trip is simply incredible. These trips also strengthen the bonds we have with one another and the youth. No matter who goes, by the end, everyone is closer and we come more like a family. These trips are such a great chance to see God in others and ourselves, something I'm so grateful for. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Allie Austin, and I am a senior at Cumberland Valley High School. And I would like to share with you today some of what has been going on in my life, and especially what went behind my decision in raising money and donating my hair for Thon. So some of you may already know, but a few months ago I raised about $2,300 and cut most of my hair off and donated it for Thon. And a little bit of background on this. So when I was in elementary school, maybe 8 years old, my mom suggested that I donate my hair. And my hair grows pretty fast, so I figured, why not? And since then, every year and a half to 2 years, I have donated my hair at least 8 inches. And once I started to do that, I couldn't seem to stop. So this year was my sixth time donating my hair. And doing this for something greater than myself has encouraged me and inspired me to make a difference in somebody's life, no matter how small it could be. And, you know, this was such a small thing for me to do in my life, but yeah, it can make such a big difference in somebody else's. And for me, in a way, it gives me a sense of grounding. You know, we get so caught up in our own life that we tend to forget that situations for other people can be worse. And I know for me, I definitely get caught up in myself so much. And we just forget that one little thing could instantly change around a situation for somebody. And so this past year, I've started to ask myself this question: what's holding you back? You know, what are you afraid of? Why not just take that leap of faith and see where it could take you? And I found myself being afraid too often, not getting the full potential out of situations. And one day I was scrolling through Pinterest, and I saw this story about a girl who raised $1,000 to shave her head and donate her hair. And I thought that was incredibly inspiring to see what she did. And I couldn't stop thinking about it for a few days after that. And I had donated my hair multiple times before, and, you know, I figured, why not take a step further this time? And so I made the decision to do that and raise a goal of $2,000, and I took the leap of faith, and here I am today. And after I did all this, after I raised the money and cut all my hair off in front of the entire school, this girl came up to me. I didn't know her all that well, but she told me that next year she wants to raise $5,000 and shave her head because I inspired her. And it's so amazing to see how just one person can affect so many people. I couldn't tell you how many people, ranging from close friends to complete strangers, came up to me telling me how they were in awe of what I was doing. But all I had the time to do was say thank you. I really wanted to tell them, go say that to somebody who's battling cancer or who has battled it, because I don't deserve that praise you're giving me. My goal in all this was to say how being bald can be such a beautiful thing. Now, I didn't go completely bald, but I was close, fairly close to it. You know, in society today, our appearances have come to mean so much, and some of my friends mentioned it to me, how their worst fear, once some of them, the worst fear could be losing their hair because how it would affect how other people would see them. But being bald doesn't take any beauty away. If anything, it shows strength and courage. And I'd like to share with you one of my favorite quotes. It's by Rupi Kaur. What's the greatest lesson a woman should learn? That since day one, she's already had everything she needs within herself. It's the world that convinced her she did not. This not only applies to women, but to men as well, to every child of God. He's created us to be who we are, and sometimes it can be difficult not to change that. But what we need to realize is that God has created us to be who we are yesterday, today, tomorrow. And despite what influences other people may have on us, we shouldn't be afraid of what God lays on our hearts, because you never know where it could take you. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jared Baer, and I'm going to be talking about my experience at the Pittsburgh Project this year as well. The Pittsburgh Project, to me, is always a great opportunity to get away from life and be with some friends and serve some really amazing people. Every year I've gone, I've grown closer to God, and I've formed a lot of strong relationships with the people in my youth group. Galatians 5:13 says, You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, rather serve one another humbly in love. Pitzer Project gives me an opportunity to help families and individuals in need. And every year I seem to come home with a mastery in at least one tool that I've never used before. This year, that was the grinder, and I spent most of my time over the weekend using it. I had to cut about 9-inch sections out of like 10-foot pieces of rebar, and I did that for a very long time. Is there not a picture? Apparently there's a picture. We don't have a picture. Okay. So as you can see, so at the end of the weekend, I lost count of the amount of pieces I'd cut out of this rebar, and I had a real nice ache in my forearm from holding on to it the whole weekend. Hey! Yeah, so that's that. One thing that I never experienced at Pittsburgh Project with this year was, as Elise mentioned, that our two service groups were working on houses that were right next to each other. I thought this was pretty cool, and it was nice and convenient, as we weren't just bonding with the people in our direct service group, but we were spending time with everyone and getting to know everyone just as well. So for our first day of work, my homeowner wasn't there. She was actually at her church cooking all day and serving others, which I thought was pretty awesome. She was a really sweet and kind lady, and it was an awesome opportunity to serve someone who spent so much time serving other people. The first project on the house I was put to was removing these paneled mirrors that were running like up from the bottom of the floor to the ceiling. They're about 6 inches wide, covering one wall. So we had to use, you know, hammers and screwdrivers and scrapers and stuff like that to pry them off without shattering them all over the floor. So that was a little tricky, but we got it done eventually. And then some people in my group scraped off the putty that was holding them on and repainted the wall and actually made it look really nice. So our homeowner wasn't there, as I said, and the first day we made to get some good work done, and she had left donuts and pop for us, and that was pretty awesome. I think our group very much enjoyed that. By the way, she did say pop, like there was a note that said donuts and pop for you guys. So, I don't know. So we gladly enjoyed those, and it really goes to show how kind and trusting of a lady she was to just let us into her house and treat us that way. The place we stay at Pittsburgh Project has a really nice setup. The first floor is a game room with ping pong, foosball, air hockey, and most importantly, Foursquare. When we aren't working or worshiping, we're playing Foursquare at the Pittsburgh Project. We're always honing our skills to try and beat the competition. It gets pretty intense at the Pittsburgh Project, and competition becomes ruthless as your once friends become your enemies and you try to win. But it's a good thing we have worship to loosen up the tension from all that Foursquare, because, whew, it gets intense. When we worship, Wayne is the man who we hear from, and simply knowing Wayne is a pretty awesome privilege. He's an amazing and creative person, and he always makes you think about messages much differently. On Saturday night, he talked about a story in Matthew 19. Wayne says he thinks the notes added to our Bibles actually got it wrong. In verses 16 to 30 are titled, "The Rich Young Man," but Wayne believes that Jesus' invitation in the story is much more important than the man's wealth. He challenges us by saying that the man loved his wealth more than God, and that we all have something like this in our lives. There's always one thing that we put over God without thinking about it. And he asked us what it was, and he asked us to think, is it really worth giving up eternity? And I had never really thought about that. It made me think about it differently. On Sunday, he preached again in the morning and reminded us that God is jealous for us. Not like God is up in heaven looking down at us at our phone and our clothes and being like, man, what's a guy got to do to get some of that? But more like he explained jealousy as an obsession with us. He explained it as God's being obsessed with us because he finds value in us. And that message really made me think about the whole God is jealous with us for us thing differently. Pittsburgh Project for me is the perfect mix of games, fun times, serving people in need, and being challenged in my faith. I'm always looking for the next Pittsburgh Project.
Okay. What an awesome morning, Aldersgate. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I have. These kids are wonderful. And at this time, I know there were a lot of youth leaders that had conflicts today, but if we could have all the youth leaders stand up and recognize them. I see two. Lori, Jesse. And there's a couple in the back. Our youth leaders are really the heart of this ministry. They love on these kids. They walk with them, guide them, just pour themselves into them, and so much appreciated. And if we could have all the youth stand, some, not all of them are right here, but if you could stand up where you're at. And recent graduate youth, if you'd stand. Great to have you here today. Thank you. And if the praise team can take their place with their instruments. Thanks. And I was hoping they would help me out a little bit, because today is special for another reason. One of the things on my list would be, I really shouldn't schedule Youth Sunday on my husband's birthday, but today is special because it's my husband's birthday. So can we all sing to him?
You, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear George. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, there have been so many people behind the scenes and so many fingerprints on the offering today. I thank the praise team for being here for all three services. And I hope you'll have time to walk down to the Family Life Center. There's some displays that they put together of different events that we've done. And there's sign-up sheets that we ask if you'd be willing to be a prayer warrior for the youth, for any of the events. And I see a youth leader over here. Did you stand up, Scott? Did you stand up when the youth leader stood up? Okay, well, we ask if you'd, take a look at the video or the display boards, and if you're willing to sign up to pray for those, we'd appreciate it. If there's any way you would like to participate in youth ministry and work with these wonderful kids, boy, they are just a blessing. I get so much out of it. I'm excited to see the potential in them and all God is doing in their lives. It's exciting to be a part of it. And if God is tugging at your heart in any way, the opportunities are varied. Small group leader, event driver, bookkeeping, you name it. If you have a talent or something you think, oh, I'm not sure if this could be used in youth ministry, I encourage you to come talk to me, one of the other youth leaders, and see how we can partner together and just uplift these young men and women and draw close to God. All right. And Father God, as we go out from here, I pray that that you continually pour your Holy Spirit into our lives, continue to grow us, challenge us, teach us, and train us. Help us to be open for your business, to be willing to take time to hear you speak into our lives, and to be obedient in following that direction, Lord. I thank you for all the youth here today. I thank you for those that couldn't make it, that that we know their hearts are with us. We pray again your blessing on their lives, and thank you for all the wonderful things and ways you're growing them and pursuing them, Lord. Help us to go out and to be an example with our life, and share your love with the world. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And if you could rise as able, we'll close in our closing praise.